Doors are ubiquitous. There are grand doors that open up into magnificent buildings, or the ordinary door that allows us to enter our homes. There are even the famous doors of perception. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill takes note of the doors he's passed through.
I'm routinely in and out of all sorts of things, but none more than doors. Doors are a significant feature of daily life. We meet one at almost every turn. In the course of my lifetime, I've come and gone through millions of doors. For something as omnipresent as doors, they remain surprisingly invisible. One day I saw doors. They were hanging in an old derelict motel just north of Easton on Route 50. At first glance, the doors were a sorry sight. There was surprisingly little rubble in the courtyard, but hardly a pane of glass remained in any of the window frames. Inside the units, I saw junk, old furniture here, some wires there, metal cabinets, and a small stove. A couple of plastic chairs and a mattress in one unit suggested that maybe the motel still provided a modicum of hospitality to some less fortunate on their journey to and from here and the shore. My eyes were drawn again and again to the doors, most of them still intact, half open, their fronts lit by the sun, highlighting the darkness within, as if its terminal condition, the motel was declaring that even in its twilight days it was still game to do what it always had, that is, providing hospitality to tired strangers. The small abandoned motel north of Easton certainly had its day. Not even its sign remained, and the only functional witness left to honor its contribution to the life of past summer migrations to the peninsula were its doors. The doors still hung on their frames, able to open and close. A few locks worked so some doors could provide one of the door's most important historic functions, that is, to safely secure its inhabitants for the night. For many, the word motel doesn't imply class as, say, the word hotel or inn does. The inn of colonial times may have provided you a bed, but no shower. Forget running water. You'd get a chamber pot or use a privy, and probably share your bed with a number of strangers. Our modern motels, however marginal, have a leg up on any old inn of old. Comfort beats class for most travelers. Of all the doors, there was one at room number 9 that enchanted me the most. I imagined that the face of that door, like the face of some wise old man or woman, for whom each wrinkle that time had etched into it, told a story. And indeed, the door face was heavily wrinkled and rippled with weathered wood and peeling paint. I wondered, as I watched shadows play around the curled folds of paint, what those stories may have been that the door had overheard, tales by people who had once come by to stop and rest on their journey down the ocean. Like the motel doors, there are aging men and women who are full of years, but now marginalized, hardly noticed, but yet have seen it all. Both rest tentatively on the hinges they have that still work, and wisely, like old doors, keep their own counsel and the secrets that they've once heard. George Merrill, On the Shore.